Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday uses the Americans with Disabilities Act to overturn Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott's executive order banning mask mandates in Texas schools. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeckel barred Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from enforcing Abbott's order. Kyle Rittenhouse testified Wednesday he was under attack when he killed two men and wounded a third with his rifle during a chaotic night of protest in Kenosha, saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, I defended myself." The judge in the case is considering a motion for a mistrial as the prosecutor has been making major mistakes in his cross-examination of Rittenhouse. NASA says the moon's surface has enough oxygen to keep billions of people alive for 100,000 years. They say there's actually plenty of oxygen on the moon. It's trapped inside layers of rock and fine dust that covers the moon's surface. We just need to learn how to harness life's precious ingredient. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As inflation is slamming American wallets coast to coast, the 6.2% level reported Wednesday was the highest jump in inflation in 30 years. No one is really sure how much higher it will be to heat your home this winter, but it definitely will cost you more this year when compared to the winter months last year.
Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
I am nervous about my bill. I run a small business out of my house, and I also work full-time remote, so the cost of any bill going up is alarming.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As more states are taking a stand against President Biden's vaccine mandate that is costing Americans their job, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida tells Fox News a special session is being called next week in the Sunshine State to make plans on fighting the mandate.
We are going to have a special session next week. We're going to do a number of things. One, no Floridian is going to be able to be fired over these jabs. We want people to be able to keep their jobs and not be thrown out of work. We're providing protection. We're also going to ban any type of mandates for vaccines for school children. That's a parent's decision. That is not something that is going to be forced on children. And then, of course, we are fighting back against Biden's unconstitutional OSHA rule. We're in court in the 11th Circuit. The 5th Circuit's already ruled. I think the 11th is going to be positive as well. And so we're fighting them on all fronts. I think it's just pure politics. I think he obviously likes to attack Florida. And part of it is people in his administration have not really talked about this at all. I think they think if people know there's a treatment, it may mean some people won't get vaccines. The majority of the people that are getting these treatments in Florida are vaccinated. These are folks that have been vaccinated and then still get infected. And of course, this disproportionately affects elderly people in Florida. So having this treatment is absolutely the right thing to do. I hope that the northern states, as we see it rise in the north now and probably will throughout the winter, I hope that they will use it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, didn't we? And hey, look, the fight continues. And God bless you for joining in shoulder to shoulder and back to back for the good fight to get this country back on track and to truly let freedom reign. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I got a special guest for you. Hans von Spakovsky is with us. We're going to be talking about his new book that he and John Fonten wrote together. It's Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. He's a senior legal fellow and manager of the Election Law Forum Initiative at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Hans, I got to imagine for what all that you saw happening before your eyes in this 2020 election with your background and your experience as an attorney and, you know, you've been involved with election law for a long time. You had to know right on its face something was fishy before the affidavits started coming up. What was your knee-jerk reaction initially after the 2020 election?
Well, I was really concerned because we had this huge increase in voting by mail with all this litigation filed all over the country by forces on the left side of the political aisle to not only force states to go to basically all bail elections, to mail out ballots to everyone on the registered voter list, but also the way they were working to undermine the security and safety protocols that were in place. As you know, they filed lawsuits to prevent states from being able to enforce their voter ID laws, to stop signature comparison on absentee ballots. In Pennsylvania, they got a court to say that absentee ballots would be accepted even if they were returned after Election Day, and it didn't matter if they didn't have a postmark on them indicating that they'd actually been filled out and voted by Election Day. So it was just one thing after another like that going on in multiple states around the country.
How can these talking heads, I'm talking people like, you know, Chris Wallace and others in the media, declare that this was a legitimate election when you have these kinds of discrepancies? I mean, is this an issue of legality versus ethics? What's hanging in the balance here, Hans?
Well, look, first of all, most of the mainstream media, as you know, are political allies of the Democrats, so they don't actually want to look at any kind of problems or issues. And others don't spend a lot of time on this. I mean, you really have to dig down in-depth and into the weeds to figure out that there were potential problems, you know, in the election and, frankly, in a lot of the elections that we have going on now. And all of that is because for a long time we've had basically an honor system in the election process, and unfortunately there are people who are willing to take advantage of that. We can fix this. We can fix these vulnerabilities, but there has to be an effort by, for example, state legislators to do that, some of which actually has occurred this year.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is this an effort that needs to be bipartisan, or in your study that you and John did in this book, did you find that maybe there's bipartisan fraud, or is it just more the Democrats versus the Republicans? I mean, it just seems like, there was... you know, some suspects on both sides. And I hate to use that term, but that just seems to always come up.
Well, what I'll tell you is the concern over election integrity used to be a bipartisan issue. I mean, look, it was just 2005, which wasn't that long ago, that former Democratic President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State Republican James Baker issued a big report, formed a commission to look at election reform, and made all kinds of recommendations like requiring an ID when people vote. But that has basically disappeared
in
the two decades since then, and has become a very partisan issue, which is very regrettable. So most of the efforts, unfortunately, going on right now to basically make it easier to cheat are all coming from one side, and the efforts to try to actually reform and secure the election process are coming from the other side of the political aisle. Now, I will say, look, fraud is committed. That's a bipartisan thing.
Yeah, right.
You have fraud going on by both sides. There seems to be a little bit more of it on the Democratic side. And the thing is, it's not always one party trying to steal the results of an election from the other party. A number of the cases, for example, that we talk about in our new book are folks within the same party stealing votes and trying to win, for example, primary elections. So they're aiming it at folks within their own political party because they just really want to win.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and the other point out of the Carter investigation, which I thought was interesting, is even back then they had forecast the potential problems with mail-in voting, didn't they?
Yes, they certainly did. They talked about how weak the security is on absentee ballots, and that unfortunately has been getting worse. I mean, to give you a quick example of this, look, last year, using COVID as an excuse, even though it wasn't a justifiable excuse, a lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and others in Alabama saying, oh, Alabama, you should not be able to enforce your witness signature requirement on absentee ballots. Witness signatures are one of the few ways you can verify that it was really the voter who filled out the absentee ballots, and yet they were trying to get that thrown out. Now, fortunately, Alabama fought the lawsuit, and in the end, they won. No one in the state had any problems voting or meeting that requirement because of COVID, which shows you that that lawsuit, it was a meritless lawsuit, and it was simply intended, really, to, like I said, get rid of one of the few security measures you've got with absentee ballots.
Well, if they tried to argue that somehow the witness had to invade their 6 feet of distance and spacing, you know, for, COVID distancing and that sort of thing, they argued that. They didn't argue it very well when it came to the observers of the election. They kept them at bay, in some cases, as far as a football away, but yet they were supposed to observe what was happening while they were counting the votes, right?
Yeah, and that also was not only very concerning, but very suspicious. You know, why were they doing that in Philadelphia? Why were they keeping observers out of locations or putting them so far back that they really couldn't see anything? Well, we might have an answer to that. Just a couple of weeks ago, Bill, and this didn't get a lot of publicity because, you know, the media just doesn't like covering this, but just a couple of weeks ago, a former election official in Philadelphia, who actually worked for a member of the Philadelphia City Council, was federally indicted for, as an election official, she had several polling places that she supervised and hired all the people for, basically creating bogus votes, fraudulent votes, and putting them into ballot boxes. And apparently she had been doing it in multiple elections for multiple Democratic candidates.
Unbelievable. Well, we've got more from Hans von Spakovsky. His new book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. More from Hans after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hans von Spakovsky is with us. He and John Fun have, have written a brilliant book here that is really a blessing for those of us that have been looking for some substantiation and validation that what our gut, what we're seeing with our eyes and what we've been reading about, that there is trouble here in River City. And they address these issues in their book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. We were just talking off air, and I mentioned to Hans is that, look, at if we could rely on our better angels, and if we could rely on a real honor system where people were honorable, we wouldn't need election laws. But we need them. And the fact of the matter is, when you go back historically, cheating has been a part of the American idea, sadly. It has gone coincidental with the fight for liberty and freedom, which, Hans, I got to think that other nations look at us and they say, man, you indict us about the way, you know, our voting goes and all the fraud and everything else, but you guys are as bad as we are, but then you pretend like you're not. And one of the shocking things to me that came out so casually from the Democrats during this election, or post-election, was they said, well, you know, if the truth be known, you know, JFK wouldn't have been elected president had it not been for some cheating in Illinois. And it was all just put out there, just matter-of-factly, like, no big whoop. And, you know, here we are all these years later. It's no wonder we've been kicking the voter fraud can down the road that we have what happened catastrophically, I believe, in 2020. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's fair from the standpoint of that statement about the JFK election shows that they think the end justifies the means, and that if they believe cheating is what's necessary to win, there are unfortunately folks within the Democratic Party, particularly within their consultancy class, that are willing to do that. Again, just very quickly, going back to what we were talking about before, the lady who was just indicted in Philadelphia, the reason mm-hmm. she was stuffing ballot boxes was because she was being bribed, it's alleged, bribed to do it by a Democratic political consultant. So that shows what we're talking about. Look, the problem in places like Arizona and Georgia is, look, the margin of victory was very small. I'm not going to say to you that I think there's massive voter fraud going on across the United States all the time. I don't think that's true. But we do have enough fraud. It happens. It's been documented by journalists and historians throughout our history, and it happens enough that we need to be concerned about it, particularly in close elections. Mm-hmm. And Georgia, with millions of votes cast, was decided by only about 10,000 votes.
Right.
And there were a lot of allegations made and lawsuits that were filed in Georgia about everything from people coming in from out of state who didn't really live in the state and voting there to all kinds of other problems. The issue is that we don't really know the validity and credibility of those claims because the courts there refused to investigate.
Exactly.
They dismissed the lawsuits that have been filed on procedural grounds, lack of standing, you filed too late. I mean, all these procedural tricks and never actually held a substantive hearing to go through and examine the evidence.
Right.
And because of that, I'm not sure we're ever going to have an answer. Now, we've got a whole chapter in our new book, Our Broken Elections, that goes through and talks about what happened in Georgia. And, you know, one of the issues that came up there was that before the election, again, these liberal groups sued and said, really, you know, you guys shouldn't be doing signature comparison. They shouldn't be comparing signatures on absentee ballot with the signature on file with a voter. That's somehow discriminatory. Now, Bill, you and I both know that's one of the only few ways you could try to make sure it was really the voter that completed the ballot. And so rather than fight the lawsuit, the state settled it and said, well, what we'll have to do, the only way you can reject an absentee ballot because the signature doesn't match is if you have three people reviewing it and two of the three agree that it doesn't match. Well, the result of that is so impractical and so awkward that the result was that in an election in which the number of absentee ballots went way up, because all these people were voting using mail-in ballots for the first time, the rejection rate of absentee ballots dropped dramatically. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense, given what was happening, but that's something that's never actually been investigated or looked at. So, like I said, we don't really know. Were there enough problems to affect the outcome of the election? Well, when you have an election decided by such a small number of votes, the possibility is certainly there, but we're not, I don't think we're ever going to know the answer to that.
But shouldn't we, though, Hans? I mean,
yeah,
shouldn't
we? Should.
Because the thing is look what happens. In 2016, we elect Donald Trump as president. The ruling class was so shocked that they had to try to come up with some story as to how that this could possibly happen. And we spent 4 years of Democratic resistance, impeaching him, discovery and investigating this Russian collusion that cost the people. I'd say conservatively, they say, you know, on the face somewhere around 25 to 30. But I think if you really did a full analysis, it's probably upwards of $70 million because that investigation is still continuing with Durham. And, so we've wasted a lot of time and money. And what they did was they promoted a narrative that said, well, we had an illegitimate president in office for 4 years. What kind of damage did that do to our country and our standing internationally? And now here we are all over again, and now it's on the shoe's on the other foot with the Democrats, where the people are going, there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million. It's not even plausible. And everything that went on, and you've got hundreds of thousands of votes being trucked up to Pennsylvania in the dark of night, everybody shutting down at the same time, suspiciously, data scientists doing incredible studies, forensic studies on the amount of information that was coming over. You got Dominion saying there's no way we didn't have any connection with the internet, and meanwhile, open up the hood of a Dominion machine and go, what's this thing? This looks like a modem. And you said you didn't have any way to connect with the internet. Well, it looks like you did. So there's a lot of lies that are wrapped around that's just adding to the confusion. I know people need to read your book to get the full story, but can you give us a 2-minute executive summary of what's the whole truth and nothing but?
Well, the whole truth is that there were many multiple factors in the election. We're never going to know whether, because no one really wants to look at it, whether it affected the outcome. And it was everything from lawsuits being filed that resulted in the rules being changed in the elections in bad ways, to executive branch officials basically saying, well, we're not going to comply with state law on all kinds of things like absentee ballots and elsewhere, basically acting in a totally unilateral method, something that violated the state laws. But to other things, and look, this was one of the big factors, just very quickly, is, look, we have a whole chapter over the hundreds of millions of dollars that Mark Zuckerberg and a couple of other very rich liberal donors ended up granting to state election officials and local election officials. In almost all the money went predominantly in grants to places like Philadelphia and Detroit, big urban districts, big democratically controlled districts. And in essence, what they did is they moved the normal get-out-the-vote campaign, the Democratic Party and Democratic candidates, into official government offices, using those government offices to get out the vote for their campaigns. And I tell you, that wouldn't have happened, and that was made a big difference in the election.
This is the first time I'd heard that they had access to government offices. This is incredible.
It was shocking, but it happened, and that's something states have got to bar, is private grants going to election officials.
I know the Democrats are trying to bake this all in the cake and federalize our elections with H.R. 1 and S.1. 20 seconds left here, Hans. Can we get back to free and fair elections in this country?
We can't. We got to stop what's happening in Congress, and state legislatures have to fix the vulnerabilities in their system. And our final chapter of our book is a list of recommendations of what they should do.
Hans von Spakovsky.
If you're 65
website.
Or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday uses the Americans with Disabilities Act to overturn Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott's executive order banning mask mandates in Texas schools. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeckel barred Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from enforcing Abbott's order. Kyle Rittenhouse testified Wednesday he was under attack when he killed two men and wounded a third with his rifle during a chaotic night of protest in Kenosha, saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, I defended myself." The judge in the case is considering a motion for a mistrial as the prosecutor has been making major mistakes in his cross-examination of Rittenhouse. NASA says the moon's surface has enough oxygen to keep billions of people alive for 100,000 years. They say there's actually plenty of oxygen on the moon. It's trapped inside layers of rock and fine dust that covers the moon's surface. We just need to learn how to harness life's precious ingredient. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, great to talk to you.
Always good to be talking to you. I'll tell you, this week has just been a week of weeks with the madness continuing, and it just seems, DeRoy, so obvious that Joe Biden is hell-bent on leading this country to a one-world government. I mean, that's the only way I can understand this, because he's defying logic at every turn, and everybody keeps trying to reason and think that, there's just something, something he's missing, something we're missing. But I think he's exactly on track where he wants to be.
I think you're right about that. The way I've been thinking of it really is that Joe Biden is he's not commander-in-chief, he's our sadist-in-chief. He seems hell-bent on torturing American people.
Yes.
We saw on the very first day in office, he'd been president of the United States maybe an hour or two, he killed the Keystone Pipeline, 11,000, largely, I believe, union jobs eliminated. He didn't say, look, you got 90 days to brush up your resume, sort of get, make your plans, just shut down like that immediately. And then we've got, of course, the There was a talk of shutting down this additional pipeline in Michigan, and the inflation continuing continue to push on sort of pro-criminal type policies, advancing ideal of bail reform, which is basically bail elimination, in the name of gender equity, no less. And you look at policy after policy after policy imposed by Biden, and all they seem to do is inflict more pain on the American people, as if he were trying to torture us and make us scream in horror.
And at the same time, just ignoring our Constitution. And then you wonder, where's the rest of our elected officials? Where's our government to hold him in check? Because this is out of control. And of course, and we'll talk more about it, is that in the midst of this, then we even have Republicans siding with Let's Go Brandon. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was I was actually in a pretty good mood last week until I learned, I think Saturday morning, that the House approved the infrastructure, $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure bill, which is about 10 or 15% infrastructure, and the balance is a Green New Deal and welfare and regulations and ridiculous stuff like tree equity and demolishing racist roads. I mean, I'm not making this up. This stuff is insane. Well, anyway, this thing, Nancy Pelosi only could lose 3 votes and have this thing pass out of the House. She lost 6 votes. AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the rest of the squad voted against it. So she didn't have the votes to get this through. That entire bill could have crashed and burned, and with it, the much bigger Build Back Better Act and the rest of Biden's entire legislative agenda would be a complete smoldering ruin right now, except that 13 Republicans came in and rescued Biden, rescued Nancy Pelosi, basically untied them from the railroad tracks before the locomotive came in.
Yeah.
And they lived to ride another day. And they did this without, as far as I can tell, getting anything in exchange. If Nancy Pelosi said, okay, fine, you vote for this, you guys get a vote on a balanced budget amendment, or I will agree to make the Trump tax cuts permanent through 2024, or reduce some regulations, or maybe take X, Y, and Z out of the much bigger, more noxious Build Back Better Act. These guys gave that massive $1.2 trillion gift away in exchange for nothing. And it's not like the Democrats are going to line up and, fet them and give them big hugs and kisses. I'm sure they're going to turn around and say, yeah, well, we took that vote and you're still racist, sexist, homophobes who want to kill Granny.
Exactly.
The worst, if you own a horse, I highly recommend you not get a Republican member of Congress to trade him for you, because that horse is going to be given away, for a can of cat food if you're lucky. These are the worst horse traders in America. They give away huge gifts to the Democrats in exchange for nothing. Absolutely astonishing. And I can't even tell you how frustrating it is.
Yeah, and if the shoe was on the other foot, the queen of quid pro quo, what would she have walked away with by comparison?
Oh, if this had been a situation where, let's say, a Republican president needed Democrat votes to get something through, yeah, she would have gotten tons of spending and some new regulations and all kinds of other goodies. She wouldn't have said, okay, here, we'll vote for this, have some votes, and good luck, have fun. No, that wouldn't happen. The Democrats either stand together and defeat Republican legislation, or if they vote for it, they get lots of stuff in return. And the GOP's got this sort of Mother Teresa, very charitable, let's do good works to others, and that's lovely in a religious charitable context, but when it comes to politics, that's an awful way to operate. And I'm sure that the rhetoric is still as nasty. They've not toned down the verbal attacks on Republicans, and it's so frustrating to be a Republican conservative activist and work hard as a commenter and everything else I do and you do, people like us, and
exactly.
See the entire store just given away for free by these people at 11:30 at night on a Friday. It's
unbelievable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not like Maxine Waters is going to invite him for Thanksgiving dinner because the cost of turkeys have gone up. That's if you can find a turkey. We might be seeing communal Thanksgiving, like the original, Pilgrim's Thanksgiving event, where you get together in your zip code and, everybody comes in and brings a part of whatever turkey they can afford or find, maybe.
Well, this is also interesting because one of the explanations for inflation is that it's really the fault of the American people because we're buying too much, we're consuming too much, and it's pushing up prices. Well, I think turkey is something that has a pretty stable demand, which is people don't eat too much of it, and then 330 million people eat a lot of it every third week of November. Very predictable demand curve for turkey. So we're buying about as much turkey this year as we did last year, the sole increase of a few more people being born this year than last year. So there's no reason that demand should spike suddenly, and yet we're running into a turkey shortage. that says to you that either the truck drivers aren't there to deliver it, that we don't have enough people working at the retail stores and grocery stores to put it on in the aisles and freezers. Maybe there are not enough people at the meatpacking plants to dress to clean the turkeys and wrap them up in you know, butterball labels or whatever. That's different. What is not different is the same amount of Americans eating turkey, which is pretty much everybody eating turkey, on Thanksgiving Day. So that's... Yeah. Completely demolishes the idea that this inflation spike is the fault of the greedy, hoarding American consuming public.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, this, you know, we thought it was bad under Jimmy Carter. This takes it to a whole new dimension. And Carter's kind of thankful for Biden. He's, now I don't have to be the Charlie Brown of presidents, you know, with Joe Biden walking around. And then, of course, look at his staff. I mean, I still see this video of Jennifer Granholm, the, you know, Secretary of Energy, you know, when she was asked about what she was going to do about, you know, gas prices, and she just kind of laughed about it, like, you know, why are you even asking such a stupid question? Well, I thought you're the Secretary of Energy. You know, do you not have an answer, but a cackle? I mean, like you went to the, you know, the school of cackling that Kamala Harris went to?
Yeah, right. Her co-cackler in chief, yeah, Kamala.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. No, it's sort of derisive laughter, derisive, dismissive laughter. Well, that's kind of your job, lady, is to forget some way to get us out of this mess, not sit there and laugh about it. And I think you mentioned Jimmy Carter. I mean, I grew up under Jimmy Carter, and I know what a mess the country was with the, like now, inflation, high inflation, energy crisis.
Yeah. We're just waiting for gas lines, DeRoy.
The gas, who knows, the gas lines may be here soon enough. But I always got the sense that Jimmy Carter, even though he was totally inept and way in over his head, at least he was with us. We were all kind of in the same boat, you know, maybe floundering around, but he was in the boat with us. Mm-hmm. And you know, to his credit, he was there wearing a sweater to try to stay warm while he was, you know, turning down the thermometers in the White House in the winter and so on. These other people, you know, we peons out here, we subjects are, you know, shivering and going broke and not being able to get around in vehicles with less and less gasoline, while the people in the palace are literally laughing at us. Look at the poor people there as they can't get around in their cars because gasoline is so expensive. You know, it's got a certain ring of Versailles to it, which I did not feel under Jimmy Carter, which makes it even worse than they were back in the late 70s.
Well, all we need is Joe Biden to come out and say, hey, give him cake, right?
That's the only thing missing. Yeah, that's about the only thing.
Maybe, and maybe that's coming, too. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll all have our cake here before too long. They can deliver it through the supply chain crisis.
Well, it's so frustrating and upsetting with this because it makes no sense. But, you know, you consider that Biden, who hasn't come up with a unique idea like Build Back Better, you know, they try to make it seem like this is of his creation. It wasn't. He borrowed it from overseas. And this is a rallying cry for a one world government. And the people are just going along with this, like, whoa, this is what a brilliant idea. We're going to build back better. We're going to leave it right there. I'm going to get your comments on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second.
Can you please answer that? Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. In nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we continue with DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, what do you say about this whole Build Back Better mantra that Biden has been thrusting upon the people, and the people don't realize that this is a rallying cry for a one-world government?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's a beautiful slogan, Build Back Better. It sounds fun and clean and pretty and beautiful, but this is started off as a $3.5 trillion piece of legislation, which once you erase the Democrat accounting gimmicks, really went up to about $5.7 trillion in cost. Joe Manchin, to his credit, Kyrsten Sinema, to her credit, in the Senate, balked at this. So now they're back with, I think it's $1.95 trillion, but they, again, are playing all kinds of games, starting these new programs and saying, well, they're going to stop in 2 years. Ronald Reagan once said the closest thing to eternal life on Earth is a temporary government program. Once you start these programs, they're going to continue forever. They develop their own constituencies. If you vote against it in a couple of years, oh, you're trying to get rid of family leave. Why do you hate children? Why do you hate mothers, you terrible Republicans? And you get that sort of thing. It becomes impossible to kill these programs. So, of course, they're going to remain around for the next 10, 20, 50, 100 years. But they don't account for that. So if you do account for that and you actually stretch these programs out for 10 years, according to University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business, they've done calculations on this, and they say that this $1.95 trillion package is actually closer to $4 trillion. I think it's $3.98 trillion or something like that. So really talking about a $4 trillion slice of socialism. We just saw today that the inflation rate year on year is running 6.2%. This is, a 30 or 31-year high. And on top of that enormous inflation rate, which is up and away. Now they want to throw $4 trillion on top of $1.2 trillion last week, and this is just going to debauch the currency. we're going to have hyperinflation in this country. And these Democrats just seem hell-bent on doing these things. I think these people haven't taken economics 101, one semester in college worth of economics. And this is just going to wipe this country out, while also not just impoverishing us, but taking away our freedoms and making us increasingly slaves of the state. It's awful, and that piece of legislation deserves it's a nice, warm place in hell.
Well, and this is all being driven, as I said, with the World Economic Forum, the 2030 vision, the Great Reset. This is, again, all tied into this one world government movement, because what they've been promoting time and again is this United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. It's all about climate change, inequality, poverty, gained even greater urgency during this pandemic. It's all part and parcel of this narrative that's being thrust out there, and this worldview that as these power brokers and these ruling elites around the world look at it, is that there's too many people on the planet, and that it thank God we're here to manage this, because it would go to hell in a handbasket really quick. And so it's up to us to take control, and the only way that we can have control is that if we do it as a one world government. You can't have the United States doing their own thing, China doing their own thing, Russia doing their own thing. We're all in this together, and we've got to be lockstep together, or we're going to fail.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think what these people really are pushing is sort of a kinder, gentler Marxism-Leninism. You know, you don't necessarily need the barbed wire and the walls and the guard dogs and all that other stuff. You can do it by, administrative state just telling people you must do this, you must do that. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. If you want to make any big decision, you've got to run it through the UN or some of these big international bodies. And the result you're going to have is basically, like I say, socialism without the gulag.
Yeah.
Although after you see things like the FBI raid on James O'Keefe's apartment here in New York State just a couple nights ago, maybe a little bit, a diet gulag or gulag light, I suppose you'd say. So yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's some January 6th people, patriots, who have been incarcerated in solitary confinement for a number of weeks and months. They might say, no, it's not gulag light. This is extreme.
Yeah, it's not gulag light. It's the full calorie gulag.
Exactly.
There's a lot of truth to that. We've got, I think the numbers in the dozens or scores or hundreds of people who were involved in January 6th, some of them were inside the Capitol. Some, I think, were just on the Capitol grounds. Some of the people never even went into the Capitol building, who, as you say, have been not charged with anything. They're being held in a jail in solitary confinement in Washington, D.C. This has been going on for something like 9 months now. Yeah. 9 months and change, maybe 10 months or so, and 10 months almost to the day, actually, as I think about it. And these people, as you say, have been locked up, waiting to be charged. If they did something, then charge them and try them. They're just in this Kafkaesque legal limbo, solitary confinement, apparently very, very appalling and unsanitary conditions. And yeah, I think they would say it's more like a gulag rather than gulag light.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is. You know, these are political prisoners, what it comes down to, and it's shocking that this is happening in our country. And I'm glad that you're talking about it, because we try to keep it at the forefront with our audience to understand, hey, this is happening. I mean, we go on with our lives and we're talking about Thanksgiving. Well, there's these people 24 hours a day, they're locked up in these cells. I mean, I think Tucker Carlson this week had interviewed a gentleman. He's probably, it looks like he was in his maybe 70s. I want to say, he had been in there for something like 59 days, and he said, look, at 24 hours you're in this 4x8 cement cell, no window, and they let you out for an hour. Oh my gosh, DeRoy, it smacks of claustrophobia, man, just hearing this, and how this guy was able to last that length of time without losing his mind, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it sounds like another C word. I mean, claustrophobia, another C word, which is Cuba. I mean, this sounds something like life under another C word, Castro.
Yes.
And you've got, look, again, if these people engage in a crime, then indict them, put them on trial, and if they're guilty, put them in prison. If they're innocent, let them go home. But instead, they're just in a situation where they're sitting there waiting to be charged. Nobody's filed any charges against them. If, in fact, they are radical insurrectionist rebels, well, then charge them with insurrection. But I think the federal government understands that if they had a trial and actually had to offer evidence, which evidently they don't have, the juries would acquit them and these people would be on the street. So rather than do that and give them the due process, which they're entitled to under the Constitution, they just keep them locked up as if they were living in Siberia back in the 1950s under Stalin. It really is appalling. And there is a real sort of totalitarian sense to the Biden regime with the situation we've described with the January 6th people, with the FBI raid on James O'Keefe's apartment, seizing his journalist notes, taking his two smartphones over the non-publication of the diary of Joe Biden's daughter. I believe her name is Ashley. Mm-hmm. Rather, James O'Keefe received this through an anonymous source, looked into it, couldn't verify it, decided not to publish it, and then turned it over to police authorities and said, look, somebody gave this to me. We don't think it's legit. Look into it. I can't think of anything else he could have done better and more
exactly.
ethically as a journalist than say, look, we're not going to run this. We're going to turn this over to the cops. And the response, the thanks he gets for that is the FBI goes in and raids his place, takes his journalist notes, the records of his donors, the records of his sources. That's all now on Merrick Garland's desk. Appalling stuff. Every journalist in this country ought to be outraged over that. Then you've got the OSHA, which is supposed to be involved in things like injuries at work. They're now doing vaccine mandates. You had the Centers for Disease Control, which I thought was supposed to control diseases. They were busy setting rental policy in this country. And there is a totalitarian whiff about the Biden regime, which is not this nice, sweet grandpa who's going to bring us all together. It's more like an old Brezhnev type cracking down on us from on high. And we're less than a year into this mess. I shudder to think what's going to happen over the next 3 years and change.
Well, the
Putin for Republican sweep in 2022 to block him, to tackle him, so he doesn't take things any further.
And meanwhile, the people are revolting. I mean, we saw what happened in Virginia. I think surprising results, though they're still counting votes in New Jersey, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's quite telling. And the Biden administration, they don't come out with any kind of reasonable understanding of what the voters are indicating for the midterms. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're doubling down. They're of the mindset that they just didn't go extreme enough or fast enough. So they're pushing the pedal to the metal. And then meanwhile, now you've got a growing number of people saying, look, they just want Biden out. They want him to quit. They want him to resign. I mean, let's not even wait till 2024. And of course, Kamala, I don't even know if she knows how to get back to the White House, or she can't figure out how to get to the southern border. I mean, we got problems at the southern border, but her and her husband are in France. I guess that's more important, maybe to clean up some of the mess that Joe Biden left behind on that last trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I believe they're down to 28% approval or something like that for Kamala Harris. The USA Today poll that came out a couple days ago, Biden's down to 38% approval, 59% disapproval. He's just completely toxic with independents. Among independents, his approval rating's at 28%, 67% disapproval. If the 2020 election were held today, respondents in this survey, 44% would vote for Biden, and 40% for Biden, I think 44% for Trump, something like that. So Trump would be reelected. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people have just, people don't want this toxic brew that is Joe Biden and his woke far left administration. This is not the middle of the road moderate Democrat people were told we'd have. This guy's governing like not quite Angela Davis, but maybe like a Black Panther. It is just appalling.
It's a total disaster. And in here, we the people are paying for it. And the crush is just beginning. I mean, as you say, people on fixed incomes, DeRoy, with inflation and all the things that are happening right now economically, man, you're just hearing a lot of pain coming from around the streets of this country right now, and it's a sad commentary on this free America. DeRoy Murdoch, as always, we're grateful for your time, and thank you for coming on, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
All right, Bill. Thanks very much. Talk to you soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.